Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is a long time since I last booed. I've actually been asked by several people to put this on as a popular request. I'm going to do that. And the request is for a review of the Iceland Bush Tucker Box Meal Pack, which consists of several pieces of meat, which I'll go through very shortly. Right, so first of all, where could you get it from? Iceland, yeah. How much does it cost? £10. When is it available to? I don't know. It's in conjunction with I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, so I presumably at least it'll run for at least as long as that thing's on TV. So apart from that, it's a load of burgers and two fillet steaks. So the burgers are two of each. There's crocodile burgers, there's ostrich, there's kangaroo, and as I said, there's two antelope. Not antelope? It's not antelope, something else. Can't remember. Oh, sorry, ostrich. Oh, yeah, sorry, I'm getting tired. Ostrich steaks, right, so there's two ostrich steaks and the other burgers. Okay, so what do? You just cook them like a regular burger. You get open up the box, it's like a big industrially sealed thing, the sort of thing you'd, if you were to order meat via mail order, you'd probably get it in a box quite similar to this, got a thick cardboard doobry flip. Open her up, what do you get inside? You get four packets, each individually labelled, packed, and it looks like they've just received various bits of meat from various suppliers and just slapped them into a box. So there's no cooking instructions that I could tell. There was an information pack, which I didn't read, so I might have that on them. But anyway, I just cooked it like a regular burger and a regular piece of steak, in the case of the steak. And it seemed to work quite well. I think one of the burgers was slightly undercooked, but I ate it last night, and Linda ate hers this evening, or most of hers this evening. She couldn't finish it off last night. And we're still here to tell the tale. We didn't have to visit the Kazi, so I think, though it might have tasted a little bit undercooked, it was actually okay. Right, so once you've cooked it, you eat it. And what you're getting when you eat it is the crocodile burgers. Okay, go for each one. Crocodile burger tastes a bit like chicken. It tastes like a sort of cheap chicken burger, really. If somebody had told me it was a chicken burger, I would have assumed it was kind of a bit a doggy one. The grain of meat is okay. The grain quality is fine. There's quite a lot of fat coming off the grill. We just did ours on a health grill, like a George Foreman type thing. All of these were done in the same way. Quite a bit of fat dropped off the crocodile burgers. They're pink, which is a bit disconcerting. You're never quite sure when they're cooked, because even when there's grill marks on them, like char grill marks, it never actually goes fully brown. So that's a bit disconcerting. And the taste is a bit kind of, yeah, doggy. I'm not sure I liked it especially. I didn't dislike any of these, by the way. I thought they were actually all fine. But the crocodile burger was the most dubious of them. Next one, kangaroo burger. Tasted like quite a decent, robust kind of beef burger, really. Quite a thick grain of meat. Quite chewy compared to the rest. And nice flavour, really. Nothing really controversial about it. The ostrich, I wasn't sure about. That's the one that tasted to me like it's been undercooked. Had it been undercooked? I don't know. It had a very sweet taste to it. It was sweet, gamey, not very fatty at all, as ostrich shouldn't be. There's hardly any fat on an ostrich, as far as I know. None of the other burgers dropped any fat, just the crocodiles. So they're probably quite healthy in some ways. All very rich. They're quite small burgers, all of these. They're only like, quarter pound a size. But they're rich, so that shouldn't really put you off. So yeah, but kangaroo burger, followed by the rather sweet ostrich burger, and the crowning glory really was the ostrich steaks, which are pretty delicious. I mean, it's like good quality, not quite beef, it's not quite got the same grain as beef, somewhere between beef and lamb, or beef and duck maybe. I've had an ostrich before, and this tasted, yeah, pretty good. Done to perfection by my good self. I served it up with good old-fashioned Northern Irish potato bread and some refried beans slapped on top, and that was way too much food, really. I mean, it's far too much, ridiculous amount of food. But overall, quite enjoyable, £10 well spent. I wouldn't necessarily bust a gut to go and get some more, but having said that, I'm glad I tried it. It's quite an adventure, and it's certainly cheaper than going to the Belfast market, the Christmas market in Belfast, which I'll be doing next week, probably on Saturday, and then again later with our friends from Lisbon, whatever that day may be. And I won't be buying them from there because they're about £5 each, and basically there's like beef burgers to me. I can't tell the difference. But having had them in context with each other from the Iceland box, there is quite a difference in flavour. If I was going to have something exotic and unusual, I'd probably go for the crocodile burgers because they're the most, not sure we're dealing here, sort of with mentality. The nicest of the lot was the steaks. Anyway, that's my quick, dirty review of the Iceland Bush Tucker meat pack, which I presume is still available for some time yet. Anyway, thanks for listening. I'm taking up your time. Hope you can understand my accent. I seem to have a lot of trouble with this recently. I don't know why. Maybe it's the speed at which I talk or some kind of accent change, or maybe that my teeth have been smashed in by a bulldozer. I don't know. But anyway, enjoy. And if you do buy the Bush Tucker box, enjoy that too. Good night. Goodbye. Mwah. God bless.